While Labor has multinationals in its sights, it reckons the country is missing out on hundreds of millions of dollars a year as multinationals hide their profits in complex global schemes. So it's written to around 50-odd companies telling them they should start paying their fair share. And if the businesses refuse, Labor will introduce a diverted profits tax if elected. Labor leader Andrew Little is with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Well, good luck with this one, Andrew. So who are you writing to and what's going to happen here?
I've written letters to about 60 companies. There's a variety of them. They are the bigger multinational companies. We know from work that Treasury has done, they estimate there's roughly $300 million a year not collected in taxes. The government said that they are going to aim to collect $100 million of it. We're saying, well, why not go for the full $300 million? I mean, there are other estimates saying that there could be up to $1 billion a year uncollected from multinationals not paying their fair share of tax.
And what are you telling them? If they don't cough up, you will introduce a diverted profit tax?
Yeah, look, I've written a reasonably generous letter, I think, saying that most companies actually want to do the right thing, including multinational companies, but we know that there is tax going unpaid that ought to be paid as a matter of fairness. So I'm keen to meet with them. If I'm privileged enough to form a government after the election, I'd like to meet with them and make sure that everybody's complying with the rules. But if not, I reserve the right to introduce a diverted profits tax the way that we've seen in the UK.
Right, and how would this work?
So that basically says that, well, if we're not satisfied that you're declaring the full amount of tax owing, then we would deem a level of profit to have been earned and therefore you would pay tax on that. And it's then up to the multinational company to prove otherwise, to prove that actually they have fully declared their income and their tax owing.
And who else is doing this? You say the UK. Is it working?
UK, well, the funny thing about the UK is they announced they were going to introduce it and immediately saw a change in the behaviour of the multinationals who started declaring tax and paying more tax. That they got it without actually having to even enforce the rules. Australia is talking about a diverted profits tax as well. They haven't implemented one yet, but they have talked about it because they're concerned about the uncollected level of tax.
I know what you're trying to do here, but it's complex, isn't it? It's not a slam dunk. If it was easy, everybody would be doing this.
Yeah, and I think we often hear the excuse, listen, you know, there's international rules we have to be careful about and all that sort of stuff. Well, in the end, actually, there are plenty of countries who are now saying this isn't good enough to the multinationals, and if you're not going to play ball and do the right thing in the countries in which you're doing business and employing local people and getting the benefit of all the things that taxes go towards, then we will have to take measures like this to make sure that you're paying a fair share of tax. It's just about doing the fair thing.
And what about the flip side, the impact on New Zealand companies who have offshore subsidiaries in another country?
Yeah, so, I mean, there'll be, in some countries we have double tax agreements, that sort of thing is taken care of, but we'll have a close look at all of that. Obviously, this is about making sure that all companies are paying their fair share of tax wherever they are. If it's New Zealand companies overseas, then we want to make sure, and we ought to make sure that they're doing the right thing there. If they are fully paying their taxes here, then double tax agreements means that they don't have to pay taxes in those other countries in which they're operating.
Is the government stalling on this, or is it just, as I said before, complex? OECD are looking at this, they're just trying to figure out a way to do it properly.
Well, I mean, there has been a lot of work going into this, but in the end, both the UK and Australia have got to the point in the last couple of years where they've said, look, enough's enough, there's too much of this going on, and we're going to take action. And it hasn't seen companies going away saying, look, that's it, we're going to up sticks and leave. They've actually stayed there, and in the UK's case, the mere enacting of the legislation and talking about it means that those companies are now paying their fair share of tax. That's a good thing.
Thank you. That is Andrew Little, the Labour Party leader. So it's the threat, isn't it? It's the threat of the diverted profits tax which makes them cough up. So it'll be interesting to see how this progresses.